So you have an idea you've been thinking about for a while now, maybe even a few years. It's a fantastic business idea that you could start and that you know would have a huge impact on others. It's an idea that could probably help you leave your 9-to-5. When you think about this idea, you envision a life of fulfillment, purpose, joy, and freedom. And it really is a good idea. The only problem is no one else knows about it. Not your spouse, your coworkers, or even your best friend. It's your secret that you've been afraid to share. My friend, if that's you, this episode was recorded specifically for you to listen to it. Welcome to the Discovering Your Calling podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I'm here to help you unleash your strengths and get clarity on your calling. I believe when you find your purpose in life, fulfillment, joy, and success will follow. If you're ready, pop in those earbuds, hit that follow button, and join me on this journey toward discovering your calling. So you haven't shared your idea yet because you're worried that someone might think this idea is silly, or worse, they might laugh at you, or they might say, well, that will never work, or who do you think you are, or you're not qualified to do that. So instead of risking that hurt or that rejection, you just keep it a secret. My sister friend, I want to stop you right now. If you're walking, take a pause for a minute. If you're doing something else, just pause for a minute. And I want you to pretend that I am standing right in front of you and lovingly looking into your eyes, because I'm saying this from a place of pure love. It's time to let the secret idea out. The world needs you to show up and make that impact. You need to show up and step into your true calling. And here's the thing, God will only bless our efforts, not our thoughts. I'm going to repeat that one for the people in the back that may not have heard that. God will only bless our efforts, not our thoughts. It's time to take that first step to creating this idea and making it a reality. And I know how scary it is. It can be downright paralyzing to think about stepping into something new. We have the thoughts of, what if it doesn't work? What if I fail? What if I get rejected? But my friend, what if it does work? What if it does help you leave that career that you're no longer aligned with, that career that you're bored to tears showing up every Monday to do, and you just don't want to do it anymore? What if it could change not just your life, but maybe someone else's life? What if even just one other person was impacted because you took this idea and you did something with it? Or maybe this idea isn't the end-all thing, but maybe it's just the catalyst to get you moving so that you can discover what you're really designed to do and what's going to be birthed from this idea. Maybe it's not the best idea, but it's the beginning idea. That happens more than you know. But here's the thing. We don't know, and you will never know if you keep this idea a secret. And again, I totally understand the feeling. I have started multiple businesses in my life. I have set major new goals in my career. And for goodness sakes, my husband and I sold almost everything last year and moved onto a 42-foot sailboat. Talk about scary. It was super scary. All of those things have always been scary. But you know what? Even the things that didn't work out, they made me better. They made me stronger. And oftentimes they led me to something even bigger and greater than I even imagined. And if nothing else, they helped build the, what I call the risk resistance muscle, meaning that every time you do something, whether it works or it doesn't, you start to build a muscle to become a risk taker, where it doesn't bother you as much to step into something new. You can become accustomed to all those fears and working through them because you know you will survive, no matter how scary it seems. And here's what I want to give you today is I want to give you the not so easy, but super simple thing to start getting that idea out of your head. Because here's the real secret is you just need to start. You just need to make one small step, one small action step to get you into motion. And that first step, I promise you, is the hardest, but it's also the one that can really set things going. It's like, imagine a snowball going down a mountain. You know, it's the beginning of it. It's so small and insignificant, but by the time it rolls down the mountain, it accumulates things. So you got to get in motion. And what's the, I'm not even going to try to remember it, but one of the physics laws, you know, what is it? Things in motion stay in motion. So you've got to get in motion with this idea. And here's the really super cool thing. When you get in motion, miracles start to happen. And oftentimes what I have discovered is that when I do the efforts and I put forth the actual work I'm supposed to be doing, and hint, my friend, it's usually not the work hiding behind the computer. When I get in motion, miracles happen and really cool surprises happen, because usually what I was working on, what I get back from it, had nothing to do with each other, but it has everything to do with what I'm building. So it's just really cool miracle surprises, I like to call them. And I have found that in my 30 plus years as an entrepreneur, that every single time I took that first action step towards a new goal, a new idea, something awesome came out of it. And again, wasn't always and rarely was the way I expected, but something that was affirming. Just here the other day, I was in a challenge to make courageous moves, and I stepped out and I made connections with 10 people. Some was Facebook messaging, some were phone calls, texting, just wanted to connect with people. And I actually did, my goal was 10. I did 11. Didn't really get any results from those. Had a couple little texting conversations, set up a couple of calls, nothing really outrageous. But then I got a surprise text from an old friend who wanted to connect and who was seriously interested in hearing more about my business. Out of the blue, it just happened. So you never know how things are going to surprise you. So as I close this out, I want to gift you something. My favorite new song to listen to is called Gratitude by Brandon Lake. And my husband and I have been watching The Chosen, and we watched the Christmas special a couple of nights ago. I know this is April. I'm recording this on April 11th. And yes, we watched the Christmas special. And it was actually kind of appropriate because where they recorded it, there was no snow. It looked nothing like Christmas. So it was fine. But I've never heard the song before. Maybe I have, but he sang it in such a way that it made such an impact to me. And if you want to see it, look on my Facebook page, just Sherry Miter on Facebook. I shared the link to the actual performance from the Christmas special from The Chosen, where he sang the song. But there's a couple of lines in there. It's actually the chorus to the song at the end. And he says, "Oh, come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song, because you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord." And I want you to remember, friend, not to get shy on me. Don't get shy on yourself. I mean, that's what he's saying. Don't get shy on me, to himself, because you also have a lion inside of you. Maybe it's not in your lungs. My poor neighbors probably hear me singing this song. And believe me, I am not a singer, but we need to shout out loud what we're doing, what we're passionate about, and get up and just take that first step. Maybe you want to listen to this song before you do it, but take that first step towards taking this idea and making it into reality. And wait to see the surprise miracles that might come from it. May happen that day, may happen a week from then. But each little step you take will start to build something. And eventually you'll start to see something come of it. And you'll start to see where to go next, and the next, and the next. And maybe a year from now, who knows? Maybe you will have created a brand new business that's impacting lives, and you're able to step away from that career, again, that doesn't align with you anymore. You just never know. Or maybe you're doing both. Or maybe you're just doing this as a gift to others. Who knows what lies ahead? But you gotta take the first step. And I want to offer you this. If you need a shot of courage, and maybe you don't want to share it with the people closest to you, send me a DM. You can find me on Facebook. I'm trying to hang out a little bit more on LinkedIn now. But send me a DM and share your secret idea with me. And I can be that encourager for you. I can give you that encouragement to lift up your song and, you know, let that lion roar. I'd be so thrilled to do that for you. And if you're really ready to step into creating this thing into reality, then send me a DM if you want, or let's connect on a call. And all these things can be found in the show notes. Let's connect on a call and see if what's the next best move for you and how we might be able to work together to make this a reality. Maybe we need to start with strengths and do a strength session to make sure this idea aligns with your strengths. Or maybe it is talking about you stepping into the Discovering Your Calling Academy. I don't know. Or maybe you just need, I can offer encouragement through a book or a podcast or some other way. And if nothing else, I can just, again, look you in the eyes and say, you can do this. I believe in you. Or maybe redirect you a little bit. Maybe we need to finesse the idea. But either way, I would love to be that person to encourage you. And let me know. Send me that DM. Send me an email if that's easier. And let me know, what is that secret idea? And what's the first action step you're going to take? And that's the other thing. If you have absolutely no idea what that action step should look like, then let's definitely set up a call and I can help you formulate that. All right, my friend, thank you for listening to this. Go find the song Gratitude by Brandon Lake. Find it on, like I said, I shared it on my Facebook page, or you can find it on YouTube, and get ready to share your idea and see what happens. Thank you for spending this time with me. My hope is something you heard today inspires you to take action toward discovering your calling. I just have two favors to ask of you before you go. One, if you found value and enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and you might hear your review read on a future episode. And two, can you share this episode with three friends who will also enjoy it as much as you did? By doing these things, you will help us grow the podcast to make a bigger impact on the world. And until next week, remember, you've been created to live a life of fulfillment, freedom, purpose, success, and joy.